Moses was born in a time of trouble, a day of bondage and sin. For God's great plan to deliver a nation, or Pharaoh the victory to win. But before that great victory, a battle would rage, or who would be in control? So for 80 long years, God waited on Moses to yield him both body and soul. Alone in the desert and far from the Lord, Moses thought he was safe from his shame. While angry and bitter at all of God's ways, a burning bush called out his name. The Almighty I Am, Jehovah the Lord, still wanted to use this man to bring God's people, each one out of Egypt and into their promised land. At 80 years old, Moses faces old Pharaoh with naught in his hand but a rod. A nation was born as it was delivered by one man trusting in God. Now guided by pillar of cloud and by fire, this nation would follow God's man. But Moses was guided by something unseen, faithfully led by God's hand. At Kadesh Barnea, the people rebelled to go back to the life they once knew. Their constant complaining drove Moses to God to help him with what he should do. The choices he made at the bush and the Red Sea, they helped to see his course through. A leader can't lead without faith in his God, as with Moses, it must be with you. In every man's life there's a battle that's raging, or who will be in control? Whether self or the Savior, the choice must be made for a life to finally be whole. It's availed every day as we humble ourselves under God's great unseen hand. Let's then face all our Pharaohs with confidence growing as we serve the great I Am.